Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The Old Church Cemetery lies on the outskirts of the small town of Cove in County Cork. In May 1915, the town, then known as Queenstown, was the centre of a huge rescue and recovery operation for the hundreds of crew and passengers travelling from New York to Liverpool on board the Lusitania. The Cunard ocean liner, once the world's biggest ship, was just off the south coast of Ireland when she was torpedoed by a German U-boat, claiming the lives of almost 1,200 men, women and children. The sinking caused outrage. More than 150 of those who died were buried in the Old Church Cemetery, as local historian Dr. Alicia St. Ledger explains.
We're now in Old Church Graveyard, which is about a mile north of Cove. Here is where many of the victims of the Lusitania were brought to be interred. This is the headstone for J.F. McDermott, who is the surgeon on the Lusitania, and he's marked here in an official war grave, and he died at the age of 38. It's the grave of Alfred Scott Witherby, who was only 4 years old when he was killed. The headstone reads, "A victim of the Lusitania, foully murdered by Germany." And I think in that inscription you get the sense of outrage and anger at what happened to the Lusitania. For people in Queenstown, the Lusitania had been calling there pretty well since her maiden voyage in 1907. So when they heard that she'd been torpedoed, they knew what the ship was. Most of the victims and the survivors were brought into Queenstown, so people could see the victims, and they indeed were very hospitable towards the survivors, trying to help them. The main rescue and recovery operation was based in Queenstown, so the people there were very involved in all of the things that needed to be done. It's very interesting actually, because the first class survivors were brought to the first class hotel, and the third class survivors would have been brought to perhaps boarding houses and so on. That even in the sort of the midst of tragedy, I suppose people were divided up by class, which would have been absolutely routine at the time, but seems very strange to us today. You have descriptions of people taking survivors into their homes, of perhaps giving them clothing, because sometimes they had hardly any clothing. They really did everything that they could. The event happened, of course, fairly at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was dark, you know, when people were still being brought ashore, and people who were there at the time described it, and the awful cargo that was being delivered, as it were, into the quays. So many bodies laid out, a temporary morgue set up. The sights that people would have remembered the most, that would perhaps have been most heart-rending, obviously, were the children. Very few bodies in the overall scheme of things were recovered, but the bulk of them were buried here in the Old Church Graveyard, most of them in three mass graves. There was about 150 in the mass graves, and we have here another grave as well of Lusitania victims in memory of Inez and George Lee Vernon, both young, beautiful and gifted, victims of the Lusitania crime. And George Lee Vernon was on board the Lusitania and tragically was a victim of the sinking of that ship. His wife actually shot herself in her New York apartment 2 years later, and her ashes were brought over and interred here. And it's interesting that the inscription refers to them as victims of the Lusitania crime, because they're linking her death with the Lusitania. So it's very, very sad. It's very poignant. Here we are in the centre of three mass graves where Lusitania victims were interred. And the ground is hollowed in slightly. They're piled two high, perhaps some of them were even three high, but they were treated with great dignity. But they are literally packed into this huge pit, and then another one on either side. Here we have a description of some of the unidentified victims of the Lusitania, and it makes for very harrowing reading, actually. We've got one here, male, 30 years, apparently fireman, unrecognisable. Wore dungaree trousers kept on by a leather strap around waist, red woolen socks, buried in common grave A. And then there's an infant female, aged 12 to 18 months, buried in coffin with infant Marjorie Pye. Really, only that there's a stone marker at the end of each one which says Lusitania. I think it's very hard when you're standing here to appreciate the tragedy that lies beneath our feet.
Cove, in County Cork. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I. Thank you.